This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1733, The Random Walk Guide to Investing, 10 Rules for Financial Success by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. The Random Walk Guide to Investing, 10 Rules for Financial Success by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. In 1973, Burton Malkiel published A Random Walk Down Wall Street, in which he argued that a blindfolded monkey could pick stocks as well as a professional investor. Though I bought a copy of Random Walk for $3.99 at the local Goodwill last year, I haven't read it. It looks dense. I know it's written for the layman, but it seems rather academic. In 2003, Malkiel published The Random Walk Guide to Investing, quote, a book of less than 200 pages in length that boils down the time-tested advice from Random Walk into an investment guide that is completely accessible for a reader who knows nothing about the securities markets and who hates numbers, end quote. Several patient Get Rich Slowly readers have been recommending this book for the past year. When I stayed home sick yesterday, I finally found time to read it. I'm impressed. Malkiel has produced an easy-to-read, straightforward investment guide that I'm happy to recommend to anyone. His philosophy matches my own. Quote, the advice in this book is both simple and realistic. There is no magic potion in the investment world because the truth is that one doesn't exist. There is no quick road to riches. And if someone promises you a path to overnight riches, cover your ears and close your pocketbook. If an investment idea seems too good to be true, it is too good to be true. What I offer are 10 simple, time-tested rules that can build wealth and provide retirement security. Think of the rules as the proven way to get rich slowly, end quote. Malkiel's rules are familiar. We've discussed most of them here before. Number one, start saving now, not later. Don't worry about whether the market is high or low. Just begin investing. Trust in time rather than timing, Malkiel writes. Quote, the secret to getting rich slowly but surely is the miracle of compound interest, end quote. Number two, keep a steady course. The most important driver in the growth of your assets is how much you save, and saving requires discipline, writes Malkiel. To develop discipline, the author recommends that you learn to pay yourself first, invest before anything else, even paying bills, implement a budget, change spending habits, and pay off debt. Number three, don't be caught empty-handed. Malkiel recommends that readers open an emergency fund. He doesn't specify how much should be set aside, but he does cover a variety of places to put the cash: money market accounts, certificates of deposit, and online savings accounts. He also recommends purchasing term life insurance. Number four, stiff the tax collector. Make the most of tax advantage savings. Open an IRA, contribute to your company's retirement plan, take advantage of tax-free savings for your child's education, buy your home rather than rent. All of these things help to reduce the bite that taxes take out of your money. And number five, match your asset mix to your investment personality. Based on your risk tolerance and your investment horizon, choose the best mix of cash, bonds, stocks, and real estate. Malkiel encourages investors to buy each of these through mutual funds. Number six, never forget that diversity reduces adversity. Don't just buy stocks. Buy stocks, bonds, and other investment classes. Within each category, diversify further. And don't just buy one stock. Buy mutual funds of many stocks. Malkiel makes his case with the stark example of a 58-year-old Enron employee who had a $2.5 million 401k. Of Enron stock. When Enron went bust, the employee not only lost her job, but her retirement savings vanished completely. Finally, the author recommends diversification over time, making investments at regular intervals using dollar cost averaging. Number 7, pay yourself, not the piper. Interest and fees are drags on your wealth. Quote, paying off credit card debt is the best investment you will ever make, end quote. Avoid expensive mutual funds. Quote, the only factor reliably linked to future mutual fund performance is the expense ratio charged by the fund, end quote. In fact, the author advises that costs matter for all financial products. Number 8, bow to the wisdom of the market. No one can time the market, Malkiel says. It's too unpredictable. Professional money managers can't beat the market. Financial magazines can't beat the market. Nobody can beat the market on a regular basis. The best way to earn consistent gains is to invest in broad-based index funds. It's boring, but it works. Number 9, back proven winners. After Malkiel has preached the virtues of index funds, presumably converting the reader to his religion, he spends a chapter suggesting possible index funds and asset allocations. And number 10, don't be your worst enemy. Malkiel concludes by admonishing readers to stay the course, warning them against faulty thinking. He discusses the sort of money mistakes I've mentioned before: overconfidence, herd behavior, loss aversion, and the sunk cost fallacy. Ultimately, Malkiel's advice can be stated in a few short sentences. Eliminate debt, establish an emergency fund, begin making regular investments to a diversified portfolio of index funds, be patient. But the simplicity of his message does not detract from its value. The Random Walk Guide to Investing is an excellent book because it sticks to the basics. It's short, it's written in plain English, there's no jargon, it's easy to understand, concepts are simplified so the average person can grasp them, and it's filled with great advice. This book refers often to other books to bolster its arguments and includes quotes from financial professionals like John Bogle and Warren Buffett. Though the advice might seem elementary, it's advice that works. If you want to invest but don't know where to start, pick up the Random Walk Guide to Investing at your local library. You just listened to the post titled The Random Walk Guide to Investing, 10 Rules for Financial Success by J.D. Roth of GetRichSlowly.org. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Some tried and true financial advice in today's article. While I've never heard of this book, I appreciate JD's summary and will certainly be adding it to my long list of books to read at some point. Of course, I'm glad to see that low-fee total market index funds are recommended here. They aren't sexy, but they work, my friends. Now, I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with stock picking. In fact, I've heard of investing clubs where members pick stocks together and share the burden of studying the various companies they're considering investing in. As someone who reads and talks about money every day, it might surprise you that I'm not interested in reading earnings reports and SEC filings all day long to inform my stock picking. I just don't want to work that hard when it comes to investing. I prefer a simple strategy of set it and forget it, buy and hold. It may be possible to do very well with individual stock picking, but it would require a high interest level and time to study various company movements. If you're like me and want to learn a simple way to invest, my favorite book on the topic is called The Simple Path to Wealth by J.L. Collins. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.